Sydney's Victoria, NEG, Chattagy, West Island, South Shore,
yes,
I tell you, Bergs, in the East End, right? I tell you, big up to all the Montreal Massive locked in on international massives as well. Big up to the Toronto Massive, the Ottawa Massive, right? Wherever you are, this is how we doing it here in the cold. It's snow today, so it is a white Christmas, right? Our destination is 4 p.m. I don't log off because right after we have West Indian Rhythms, with the big man Stretch himself, he's going to take you till 7 p.m., right? CKUT 90.3 FM, your number one station in Montreal, I say so, right?
Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason for this season. Time for celebrating. We eating and drinking. This is Christmas time again. Everybody happy and being so friendly. And they making merry. Thanks to the Almighty. Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason for this season. When you're liming,
remember Jesus.
When you're drinking,
remember Jesus.
When you're eating,
remember Jesus.
When you're working, Jesus is the reason for this season.
I'll tell you, remember that.
The reason for this season.
Don't put the X in front of must, right?
Lord, the King from heaven.
Christmas. Christmas.
Shed his blood for all of us. He will never deceive you. He would not forsake you. Break your bread and rejoice and make a
sacrifice.
Jesus is the reason for this season.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is the reason for this season. Taxi driver.
The gifts are nice.
Dependent.
But always remember. Remember Christ. Let me tell him.
My wife and my stay home. Trust me and her, Lord. I say this is barren season. I want to go and run. This woman, she throwing me control up, call over her cap and my banjo. All I hear in is rock, rock, tap, tap. This lady, she mash up my shock, shock. I love this girl, bad, bad, bad. I love she, but she sending me mad, mad, mad. She gon' send me mad.
She making me.
TeamSoccer.com.
My question for the men and them. Why is it the female that you love so bad send you so mad? Tell me.
Let me go. My wife and me stay home. Trust me and her alone. I say this is barren season. I want to go and run. This woman, she throwing me quattro look. All over her cap and my banjo. All I hear in is rock-a-ta-ta. This lady, she mash up my shock-shock. I love this girl bad, bad, bad. I love she bad. She sending me mad, mad, mad. She gon' send me mad.
She making me sad.
She making me sad. Closing the yard.
She had to be mad.
Want to leave her so bad. But she making it. Hot, 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 she making it hot, hot, hot. Hot, 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 she making it hot, hot, hot. I tell her this marriage over. Try all kind of thing to leave her. But she making it hotter than ever. Hey, the way she does cook.
She making it hot.
The way she does look.
Making it hot.
The smell of her hair.
She making it hot.
When she give me that stare.
Making it hot.
The way she does wine.
She making it hot.
If you see the way it's
laid.
Love home she does walk. Home she does talk. I just hold my head on her. Hari kiri kiri, baila baila baila,
hari
baila baila, me go contigo con shit.
No guti no turkey no ham ham. I love chicken bam bam. I love chicken bam bam. I don't want no money cool. It's chicken bottom right through.
I'll tell you who eat chicken feet.
That's
who eat chicken bam bam.
That's my Christmas menu. I love chicken.
TeamSoccer.com.
Soccer head, soccer head, soccer head. Have you ever eaten chicken bam bam?
No.
Really?
No.
Come on.
No.
What?
No, I can't do it.
What if you can't do it? But well,
no,
I ate it already.
I'm a texture eater. I can't do it.
What about
you like it?
Chicken foot?
No. Yep.
Yeah. No chicken foot?
Nope.
No chicken foot sauce?
Nope.
Well, you get out of here. Get out of here. Please tag her.
Like
Instagram,
it.
Please. Yo, tell her she's not a Trinidadian. How can you not like chicken foot sauce?
I'm a texture person. Or maybe I haven't had the right one. but it's.
I can understand they don't eat the bam bam, you know, but if they chew it properly, it tastes good. It don't taste that bad. But come on, chicken foot sauce. Chicken foot sauce, come on.
Everything else but the chicken foot.
Oh my God. What? I mean, after a fete in Trinidad, we go by the corner, we buy some sauce. I be chewing up on that bone, trust me. I chew it up so fine, I started to swallow it.
Maybe I haven't.
Somebody say yeah, yeah!
Yeah. But you need to try next time you go back home, right? Well, yeah, only one thing I don't like, and I never try, is see that blood pudding they sell.
Oh, no.
Nah, I can't eat that. I can't
Me
eat
neither.
That.
I'll never do
I
that.
I can't eat that at all.
Just
to look at
X-Factor
it, yeah.
Maybe to do that.
That I can't eat that at all. I eat anything else but except for that. Right?
No booty, no turkey, no ham ham. I love chicken bam bam. I love chicken bam bam. I don't want no money cool. Chicken bottom right through. Curry fry even stew. That's my Christmas menu. That's my Christmas menu. I love chicken bam bam. I love chicken bam bam. I don't want no money cool. With chicken bottom right through. Curry fry even stew. That's my Christmas menu. That's my Christmas menu. Last year I got some pastels, ginger beer and sorrel from my friend in Keisha. She did not have no chicken. I could not understand why it is for Christmas. She gave me bread and jam. She started serving chow chow. She even sharing lamb. And all I really wanted was chicken bam bam. But still I kept my calm. Listen, some soak up around. Finally reached the chicken farm. The man says, now you come. The only thing I have left is chicken butter. No guana, no turkey, no ham ham. I love chicken bam bam. I love chicken bam bam. I don't want no money cool. It's chicken bottom right through. Curry fry even stew. That's my Christmas menu. That's my Christmas menu. I love chicken bam bam. I love chicken bam bam. I don't want no money cool.
It's so go ahead for the girl who don't like chicken bam bam. Another question for you, right? I don't want you to be honest about this one, right?
Always.
Okay. Have you ever been go by with somebody and eat some food and then you barely walk here at the end of the night? Huh?
Yes.
Oh, what?
I've been a victim.
Oh my God, but do you actually tell them or you don't say nothing?
Honestly, I don't say anything.
Well, you just know next time, the next time they invite you, the question is, oh, I'm busy, or it's a no, right?
Exactly. Or I already ate, ate before I came, or, you know?
Same here,
I'm
same here.
I'm not making that mistake again.
Again, twice, it's not nice. Okay, next song is going to explain this why.
This Christmas I passed by Kami. She was so happy and jolly. She said she baked some cupcake and she put aside for me. Start to eat as soon as I get it. I eat cupcake until I finish it. While drinking and having fun, impulse belly turned upside down. I rush to the toilet. They say it broke and I cannot use it. I want to sneeze and I cannot sneeze. I'm on my toes and I have to squeeze. It's the four cupcake that I'm feeling so. It's the four cupcake.
TeamSoka.com. Be careful where you eat and who you eat from, right? Merry Christmas, I tell ya! Sanitize your hands.
Reading.
Be safe, right?
Benaka.
Uh-huh.
Meeting man. Ha, ha. Hey. This Christmas I passed by Kami. She was so happy and jolly. She said she baked some cupcake and she put aside for me. Start to eat as soon as I get it. I eat cupcake until I finish it. While drinking and having fun, impulse belly turned upside down. I rush to the toilet. They say it broke and I cannot use it. I want to sneeze and I cannot sneeze.
Ooh.
On my toes and I have to
sell them.
It's the four cupcake that I'm a feeling so. It's the four cupcake. Lord, I want to go. It's the four cupcake. Not me again. It's the four cupcake. It have me belly in pain. One cupcake that give Dr. Rowley.
and he give it away. But as man, I too damn greedy. Now look, I have to pay.
Is the four cupcake?
Cupcake, cupcake.
Is the four cupcake?
Cupcake.
Is the four cupcake?
Oh, my lord.
Is the four cupcake?
Can't make your way to me. Something in that cake, I'm allergic to. Maybe she put a little jadu. I don't want to see cupcake again. Cupcake had your boy under strain. I cold sweating, I'm uneasy. My belly griping me. I want to pass win, but I'm frightened. If I do that, something could happen. It come in, I can hold it back. I suffer from bouncy attack. I jump up and make a push, and I head straight down for the bush.
Is the four cupcake?
My belly wrapping up.
Is the four cupcake?
And I don't want to stop.
Is the four cupcake?
Oh, he knocked me again.
Is the four cupcake?
Somebody say yeah, yeah.
On to the vibes, nice, right? The vibes sweet, most definitely, right? Big up to each and everyone that's locked in. On to the streaming live on CKUT 90.3 FM. Big up to all my Montreal massive, all my Canadian massive. It's actually a white Christmas, right? So, go ahead, how you feel about the snow right now?
I'm so happy, actually, aren't you? It's been like,
yeah,
a while. We haven't had it snowing on Christmas. Like,
I know,
a couple
for
years. We didn't even have snow on the ground for Christmas. This is great.
Yeah, but the sad thing and the crazy thing about it, this Christmas is snow and we can't go nowhere. We're on lockdown. The whole city is on lockdown, you know. Now they say, how much? They say we're going to have 10 people. 10 people,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Is it 10?
Yeah, I think it's 10.
Isn't it 6?
Oh, yeah, they reduce it to 6, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's like 6 and maximum 2 households. 2 different households. Yeah. Yeah. It is unfortunate, but I mean, you know, within the circumstances, we always have to kind of look at the positive. So at least we can enjoy that fact about Christmas, because like I said, we haven't had like a white Christmas in a long time.
I know what. It's good. The snow is better than the biting cold, because when it's like minus 20 and that, you know, it's too crazy. I can't handle that right now.
Exactly.
So I have a song right here. Hopefully we're going to be interviewing this artist very soon to hear more about it. My aunt and my uncle sent me this song, you know, so we're gonna listen to it. Big up to the Montreal Massive, you know, we all introduce new music, and it's up. Normally I play a little bit of soca as well during my Christmas shows, but this year I'm not gonna play no soca, because we only had 2 hours this year. Normally we have 4-6 hours, so you know, apparently kind of dying right now, so I want to try to keep that alive, right? So listen to this brand new song. The title of it is Feel Good. You know, Like Christmas. Yes, Like Christmas. Stephen Marcel, Like Christmas.
We forget and forgive, so why can't we live every day like Christmas? Every day like Christmas. What does it mean to truly care? Is love seasonal? What's the reason we waste so much time? And happiness the Christmas spirit brings every day to each other. Somebody please tell me, how do we go from love to hate, ignoring all the joyous things that we cherish as the season's over? That's why I ask, why every day
every day is Christmas.
Why don't we take a page and remember what this season brings? Like no more loneliness, no more emptiness, only caring and sharing and merriment. Lord, let your light shine and glow deep inside us so we will show. Happiness the Christmas spirit brings every day to each other. Somebody please tell me, how do we go from love to hate, ignoring all the joyous things that we cherish as the season's over? That's why
ah, yes, ah, yes, what a wonderful message, oh, what a wonderful message. So I have the artist here live as well from out of Trinidad and Tobago. Hi, Mr. Marcel, how are you?
Good afternoon, one and all our listeners. Merry Christmas to each and everyone.
Merry, Merry Christmas. So first of all, before we continue, let me know if I get the name right, because a lot of people pronounce it different. Stephen. Okay, Stephen Marcel, like Christmas.
Correct.
So this message is a wonderful message. This is a message that we need, especially during a time like this. So tell me a little about this song, please.
Okay, so the song is basically something that we would have heard before, but it's just me reinforcing the fact that we need to live every day like Christmas, especially in these times where we're living in a lot of uncertainty. We're living in a world of uncertainty right about now. And we shouldn't wait for things to just happen to have all these regrets. So we should live in love throughout the year. Don't wait until Christmas Day to show that love and that caring part of us that we still have within us.
Uh-huh,
yeah, so
yes.
Instead of buying presents, try to be present in that person's life, you know?
Yes,
so
that's
it's,
true.
It's a thing like that. Give love, care, share. And be present in the people's life. You know, not only Christmas time, you're at home. That's the only time sometimes your family members see you at Christmas time.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Okay, so a little bit more about you. How long have you been singing?
For me.
Yes.
I have been singing, if I tell you that, I'll tell you my age, but I've been singing a number of years.
Uh-huh.
A number of years. I sing all types of music.
Yes.
I actually just finished singing at Hyatt International for Trinidad, their brunch, Christmas brunch.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of being the entertainer for them.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And also on New Year's Eve, I'll be there as well.
That's great.
I also sing frontline with the world's number one chutney soca band in Trinidad and Tobago, Dilinadan.
That's cool. Yeah.
I also manage and sing in my own band, First Degree. I'm in healthcare as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in healthcare. So the COVID, everything is like I work every day basically because I'm also a contact tracer. Besides being a head of department for the human resource department, I'm also a contact tracer.
Yes.
So, when do you?
And I'm also, that's it, right? Because I'm also a communications director of our of a new carnival band coming out named Amara Carnival. We're not coming out in 2022, but we're coming out in 2023.
Yes.
But we have already started our marketing approach, etc. And I'm also finishing, hopefully this year, 2022 coming, I'll be called Dr. Marcel because I'll be, you know, getting my PhD.
Oh, congratulations, wow. Congratulations. So if someone want to follow you and get and follow you and see some of your work, like where can they go?
You can go to YouTube, definitely. I must admit, because of my busy life and career, I have not been the entertainer that everybody expects to be pushing and marketing himself. However, with the Like Christmas, I guess it's passionate to me and it's very close to me because I wrote it.
Yes.
I have never written, this is the second song I've actually written for myself. I actually write for people and I have people write for me.
Yes.
But I sometimes I don't feel as though I'm at that place where I'm ready to write for myself. But mm-hmm. I want to, as the North respect to Feel Good Music, which is Kareem Thomas Razor Saga. He there's something about me that this guy probably just seeing and just saying like, you don't know the talent you have, and you know, Feel Good Music is going to bring all that talent. So I'm working very closely with them.
Yes.
Tomorrow I'm actually bringing out a soca. It's called
nice.
Sanitize My Mind. You know, we sanitize and we hands everything, but we really need to sanitize our mind.
It's true.
Amen.
Toxic people and this kind of thing. So that's the road that song is taking. So basically that's me in a nutshell. A nerd, a singer, a songwriter, a wild person. I'm like all characters in one.
Well, so, at least are you on Instagram or something like that?
Definitely. You can find me on Instagram at Sing Steven Sing.
Sing Steven Sing.
Sing Steven Sing. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Sing Steven Sing.
Yes.
On Facebook, Steven Marcel. My Facebook page, actually, I'm starting back to go back to my fan page.
Yes.
And so they can find me there as well as Steven Mas or Steven Marcel. YouTube, Steven Marcel or Steven Mas.
Yes.
And Twitter, the only one at Steven Marcel. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, like, singing, how you got started, like what was, which genre, like, you were drawn to first?
If I tell you, but to be honest, my singing career kicked off in primary school. I'm one of those, I didn't like to sing. I actually wanted to be outside, climbing the trees and, you know, felt in Trinidad, we have to, like, you pelt each other with almonds and things. That's fun for us, right?
Yeah.
And to be part of the choir in primary school, you had to give up half of your lunch hour. And I didn't want to do that. So I was basically forced into the choir. And that very first year I was forced into the choir, that was the very first year I actually won the National Music Festival.
Okay.
So I guess they saw something in me that I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I started to focus on music there. And then I entered into secondary school where I was basically forced now by parents to suppress music because you have to start to direct your path, right?
Yeah.
And even if you want to make music your a career path, you still have to have an education as your foundation.
Uh-huh.
So I was glad for that. So hence the reason why I go on and on and on until my reality in life is to get my PhD and move on. It's not to really have like a job out of it, but just that is where I wanted to reach in my educational status, and that is where I'm going to. Yeah. So if music fails, I have something to fall back on.
Yes,
right?
That makes sense. So, yeah, especially during a time like this, it proves a lot. A lot of people. Yeah.
And I'm happy. I'm happy that I listened to Mommy and Dave back then.
Yeah.
Because the pandemic would have made me reflect. It made me reflect, and hence the reason for the song Like Christmas as well. It makes you reflect because you say to yourself, if I hadn't gone to school, I might have been like some of my friends who actually were out of a job during this pandemic and stuff like that. I was also lucky to choose healthcare because it's like job security there for me, right?
Yes.
In healthcare. So no matter what kind of pandemic you have, my job is more or less sure.
100%, yes.
In the height of it, I was actually running the major hospital, the Fortis Bay General Hospital. I was the hospital administrator there for the height of COVID in 2020. I was holding on for someone because they have comorbidities. So I was asked by the board to, you know, run the hospital, which was an honor to me. And now that things, well, not things actually coming back up, but things got settled and the person came back. So I went back into the human resource factor of it. So, yeah, basically that's it with me.
Okay, so your song is amazing. Trust me, listening to the words is very meaningful, right? And
definitely.
It's Christmas time, and this is a Christmas show, and I would like to tell me what is your best memory of Christmas, like during your childhood.
Wow, best memory of is when your parents think you're sleeping, and you know the exact spot that they're going to hide your present. So you wait till they're sleeping, then they think you're sleeping, and you go to that place and you're looking for the key to open this wardrobe or wherever they have these gifts hiding, and you know, you just sneak peek. And there was a year that I actually broke the key, because I found the key and I broke the key, yeah. And I was like, okay, Christmas I'm going to get licked, because I broke the key, right? I broke the key to open the door, and it's like, yo, how are we getting everybody's gift now? So yeah, so I guess that was most memorable. It was a bittersweet Christmas that year.
Okay. So thank you very much. Any last words you'd like to say before you go?
Well, first of all, I want to thank my landlady, Donna. This is a surprise to me, you know. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I really, really appreciate it. I like to see people support me. It gives me, it fuels me to go on.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to say to the world at large, let's continue to practice safety measures to get over this pandemic. I mean, we have been locked down for like 2 years. As an entertainer, I miss the stage. I miss the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, our band, Dilinadan, we had a gig 2 weeks in Guyana, and I rail palance on that stage, because it's like this is where I want to be as well, right?
Yes.
So... but we could only get there if we move with one head and one mindset.
Yes.
And,
that's right.
You know, so I want to really plead to people to be safe. In all your merriments, be safe. Even if you're with family, wear your masks. You know, make sure you're sanitized, these kinds of things. But I would just want to spread love, basically, and thank you guys for having me, because you still didn't have to have me on your show.
Yes.
So I appreciate it.
Yes.
You know, Canada is like my second home, by the way, I must say.
Yes.
So I'm missing my second home bad.
It's snowing right now. Yes.
I don't miss that part of Canada. So I'm sending sunshine your way. Sunshine your way. Yeah. And you guys take care and be safe.
Okay.
And I thank you guys again.
No problem. Thank you very much, right?
Okay,
okay. Take care. Okay, bye.
Okay.
So now Mr. Marcel. With a meaningful song like Christmas. Thank you very much. Don't forget you can follow him on Instagram,
Christmas,
Facebook,
where we care and we share,
and Twitch, right? This is our anthem for today, right?
Give,
listen to the words.
Can't we
take heed?
Every day like
Christmas.
Every day like Christmas. What does it mean to truly care? Love seasonal. What's the reason we waste so much time holding back on love? Why do we seem to hesitate to communicate and express how we feel deep inside? We keep holding back our love. Tell me why. Joy, peace, love, and happiness the Christmas spirit brings every day to each other.
Oh yes, thank you very much for staying locked in Montreal. Our destination most definitely is 4 p.m. Afterwards is Howard Stretch Car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the vibes alive, the parang music alive, the tradition alive.
Christmas, we come out to dance, 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 dance. It's Christmas.
Live on CKUT 90.3 FM, right? Your station, our station, my station, we station. Parang.
Christmas coming. We gotta forget we troubles.
Uh-huh.
We gotta forget we troubles.
Tell us.
All your stress and all of that pressure does how we vex. But look, Christmas coming. Christmas coming. It feel like you're walking around the clock and still out of love. But look, Christmas coming. Christmas coming. Even if things are nice, you see in this life, we can't forget.
Don't forget you can follow me on Instagram, right?
Christmas.
At ProductionJR. Facebook Junior Soca Session. Keeping the culture, the vibes alive, right? What you drinking? Param. What you eating? Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve night, we stringing up lights because Christmas coming, Christmas coming. Things could be stiff on the 25th is one set I give because Christmas coming, Christmas coming.
Never giving season is here, so bring out the sorrow because it's time to share.
Bob.
Are you the type to eat out everything? Eat it out! Eat it out!
Right now I'm feeling a little bit hungry.
We don't leave him back nothing. I return him.
Get a call from me neighbor. This girl named Samantha. She want me come over for a power wrong line machine.
Pick up to the Ottawa Massive locked in. Jamelia! Antonia!
If I don't pay,
hey, hey.
She plays. She don't want a trace, so I pack up my clothes and suitcase. On my way to go, but before I leave this woman now, to let
hey.
You know that I was the one to paint up and furnish the place for you. I was the one to paint up and put up the curtain too. Feed the pig and feed.
I love para.
And the turkey too.
I love my culture.
This Christmas morning,
do you?
Me like a boo-boo. See them children outside playing. It's Christmas morning. People drinking, bar and playing. It's Christmas morning. Punch of cream and ginger beer. It's Christmas morning. Christmas loving in the air. It's Christmas morning. Come drink a rum, Christmas darling. Come drink a rum, Christmas girl. Come drink a rum, Christmas darling. Come drink a rum, Christmas. You have pork, I like that. You have ham, I want that. The pastel, I want that. The turkey, yeah, I like that. I'm sick and tired of it up. I can't take it no more. Wait, baby, let me explain. Let me explain a little more. I was feeling a little hungry. Hungry to the core. Just because I cut a piece of ham, your appointment to the door.
Going in the grocery and watching my bill. Lord, the sky high. It's my mouth to feed if a woman come in. Nah, I can't provide. If that is your scene, you're watching my things. Nah, high and by.
A lot of some ladies, they're expensive. They're high maintenance.
Been wise. November month and come a locking off everybody. When I collect my pay, I know I ain't no sad story. I buy
them, buy them simple
drinks,
simple stuff, they don't appreciate it.
Season me and them.
They want expensive stuff, right? Here we said it.
Don't want no relationship for the Christmas.
TeamSoca.com.
It's Christmas. Never. Oh.
They only watching the price tag.
I said I'm pulling that truck in the grocery. You've been high.
Ay, ay, ay. Viking ding dong.
You know what? Going in the grocery and watching my bill. Lord, the sky high. It's my mouth to feed if a woman come in. Nah, I can't provide. If that is your scene, you're watching my things. Nah, high and by. I know them woman looking for money, but this Christmas I'm moving wise. November month and come a locking off everybody. My pay, I know I ain't no sad story. I'm buying my things, I'm stocking my drinks. Don't worry. You see the season, me and them girl, hey, guys are different story. I don't want no relationship for the Christmas. Two bets lost, I don't make my own breakfast. I don't want no relationship for the Christmas. Keep your
people prefer to be single for Christmas, right? I wonder why. I wonder why.
Nah. November month and come a looking of everybody. When I collect my pay, I know I ain't no sad story.
January, you broke.
I'm stocking my drinks.
And I tell them.
You see the season, me and them girl. Hey, guys, a different story. I don't want no relationship for the Christmas.
One thing I will admit, I can't handle this new generation.
I don't want no relationship for the
I love the retro vibes. The retro generation. When we play songs like this.
Gucci, 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 la.
Soca head. Tell me. You still a lover old soca or you into the new soca? What's your thing?
Okay, so to be honest, it's been hard for me to stick with the new soca. I like it, but I'm still liking the older soca. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of rough. I love the retro. I think the retro vibes, they're more meaning within the tunes and stuff like that. Especially the parang like now.
Yeah.
This song here is a classic. I love this song. I don't know why. But the new thing is they okay, but they don't last long. Some of the new songs, would you be hearing them 10 years, next 10 years? You don't know. But these songs here right now is like 10 years old, 15 years old, and it's still pumping, right?
Exactly. They're timeless.
Exactly. Timeless. Mm-hmm. So we have like about 20 minutes again to go. The vibe's going good.
Yeah, a little less than that.
Yeah, I know. A little less than that. Another year, another Christmas. So how are you going to spend the rest of your Christmas?
Well, you know, I've been sipping on a little something during this episode, so it might continue. I might just probably Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. What show are you watching?
Right now, I'm actually watching Selling Tampa.
What?
It's a real estate show.
It's
a real estate show with black women doing real estate, selling big... big properties. It's really good. If anybody wants to check it out, it's actually worth checking out. So, yeah, on Netflix right now.
Oh, me, I'm trying to find a new series to watch. I was watching the Wheel of Fortune, the Wheel of something. I can't remember what it is on Netflix.
What is it about?
Time. It's like they're going back in time and some sorcerer. I don't know.
The Witcher?
Yeah, no, not The Witcher. Yeah, The Witcher was good too. I watched The Witcher. I finished The Witcher. The Witcher was good. But there's another one, Wheel or something. I'll check my Google and I'll let you know the name. But
yeah,
I just started watching
it.
So. Yeah, well, I'm looking for a good Netflix show. I like ancient, you know, traditional shows. So anybody out there, hit me up on Instagram at ProductionJR. Let me know of a nice series so I can watch this Christmas weekend. Right? Why not drinking some sorrel and some eating some black cake, right? So let me go back to the music.
Paran fed up inside the cafe. I met this Indian lady lovely. Says she come from Karata. It's so she loves she Bacana. They're all with Paran fed before. So what he do she never eat.
I tell ya!
Gucci, 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 la!
Oh, really?
onto the classic after classic. So go ahead, you know, I don't know if you remember last year, the guy Garfield from Montserrat to Colleen.
Yes. I remember.
Yeah, because normally he listens all the time, and yeah, I just missed a call from him, so I just told him to be on me on Zoom, so he can check us on the Zoom. Hopefully, he can tell us a little bit about his culture and the vibes down there.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know a lot of people been trying to call in. I know, but unfortunately, we're not taking no calls today. Because this one here is isolating herself, you know. So,
we're on Zoom right now.
CKUT Zoom, right? So hits after hits, and this is how we do it. Keeping the culture alive, keeping the vibes alive. Yours truly, production sounds alongside Soca Head, right? And we just keeping the vibes and culture alive until 4 p.m.
Always.
Big song, big tune, big artist.
Wagwani friends from Tobago, Christmas they reach in front me do, with a box piece and a quattro, a violin and a banjo. They say they always had a plan to give me family a parang. They wake up my mommy right away when they ring out with this loud way. Majorfrey, oh, get up.
It's Christmas morning.
Hey, like you are here, the neighbor come crying. Oh, girl.
It's Christmas morning.
Madam, Madame Jeffrey, oh, wait up.
It's Christmas morning.
I hope you know it, white oak are drinking, oh, girl.
It's Christmas morning.
Madame Jeffrey, oh, get up.
It's Christmas morning.
Yeah.
It's Christmas morning.
coffee on the fire, encouraging them to stay a little longer. Ham and bread on the table. Why don't you pull out a bottle?
So we're coming to the end, right? So go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So what last words you want to say before they cut us off at 4 p.m.?
I want to tell everybody, thank you first off for tuning in, of course, once again on this Christmas. Unfortunately, you know, we can't celebrate it as we will, but I think we're slowly getting there, and for everybody to hang tight. Course, reflect on the year and grow and try to be better, and you know, just enjoy the time we have, because it's essential. It's very essential.
Exactly. Also for the people of them, sometimes some of them is getting a little frustrated because it's like this pandemic. We have no idea what the future holds. Because after one variant is the next variant. Then the next variant, and we don't see no end. And the way it looks like is like we have to wait for the summer to enjoy, then go back on lockdown in the winter, then back to the summer, enjoy, then back to lockdown in the winter. That's how we're looking like right now. And I know it's very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I mean, in the meantime, all you can really do is try to find those little things that really make you happy and try to stick to them, because that's what's going to help us go along the way, because we know that these changes are going to come. Yeah. It's kind of inevitable at this point, so try to prepare as much as you can.
Exactly. But I'll let that stay positive. I wish you all a merry, 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 merry Christmas. And
yes.
If you are not with your family,
to a better 2022.
Yeah. Well, hopefully a better 2022. And if you're not with your family, at least give them a call, talk to them, reminisce, you know. Enjoy yourself. Stay locked in, because we have West Indian Rhythms after. With another Caribbean Vibes. They're going to take you all the way to 7 p.m. And Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. So let me, yes, let me try and talk. Let me look for my last song for them, right? Thank you very much. Bye-bye. This is our last song. Hope you guys enjoy yourself. See you next year. Next year, same place, same time, right?
That's right.
4 minutes again to go. And let me go. I lie, I'm gonna play one more song. One more song. I tell you. Jerry, I'm drinking anything. I'm drinking anything.
Christmas last year, I spent in China. I had some fun in Chinatown. In front my door, out on the street, I heard music, it was sounding sweet. I look outside to see who was playing. It was some Chinese playing music for me. Wang ping pong pong tang ting wong wong pong wang chong. That's how they sound. Ting 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 pang pong sing pong wing wang wong wing. That's how they sing. Chinese parang, Chinese parang, Chinese parang, wang wang wang. Chinese parang, Chinese parang, Chinese parang. Give me cha su kai fan.
One time, two time, two time. Oh.
I open my door and invite them in. The leader of the band start introducing. One name Ling Long, he write the song. One name Ling Sing, he kept on singing. Mr. Ping Chang was the main quattro man. Ah Chong and Lee, they were back up for he. Pong Sing, Pong Pang, Wong Sing, Wong Wong, Pong Sang Chong. That's how they sung. Ching Ling Wang, Ching Ling Pong Pang, Pong Sing Wing, Pong Pang Ching. That's how they sing. Chinese parang, Chinese parang, Chinese parang, wang wang wang. Chinese parang, Chinese parang, Chinese parang, give me that to Kai Fan.
Oh yeah, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
The girls in the band sung in the street. I had no choice but to move my feet. Suli on Tok Tok, Kim Loy on bass, Mei Ling dancing and rolling she waits. Mr. Ping Chang kept on in his quattro, but what they saying?
CKUT Radio.
Radio. Sound wave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest.